Tomorrow is a day to be thankful, of course. Commentator Frank DeFord says he'd be thankful for another special day, too.
I think perhaps we also ought to have one designated day set aside every year to be wistful, to remember fondly the things we don't have anymore. So for this first wistful day in sports, I wish we still had the Statue of Liberty play in football, short pants in basketball, and baseball caps that are worn right way, brim facing forward. The Gillette Friday Night Fights commercial that had a parrot, don't ask why, and went, look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. I wish we still had Joe Garagiola doing the Westminster Dog Show. Sunday baseball doubleheaders that only cost one ticket. The roller derby, especially the saintly Joni Weston popping the villainous Ann Cavallo. One heavyweight champion. One light heavyweight champion. One middleweight champion. You get the idea. The Southwest Conference in college sports. I wish we still had hockey players skating without helmets so you could see their faces, well, even if they didn't have any teeth. Baseball announcers and writers who are not embarrassed to say twin killing when they meant a double play and round tripper when they meant a home run. Cheerleaders leading a cheer that went, Samson, Samson, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can. High lie. It was so exotic, high lie. Whatever happened to high lie? I wish we still had golf tournaments that were played without idiots screaming, you the man. Baseball pitchers who threw complete games. Tennis players who could serve and volley. Basketball players who could shoot free throws and jump shots. Teams that recall varsities instead of programs. I also always especially liked junior varsities, JVs. That's such an evocative word, JV. Does anybody care about JVs anymore? I wish they still had creative nicknames for players and didn't just call guys by their numbers or their initials. What kind of nickname was MJ? I think the last good nickname was the refrigerator. The Quebec Nordiques, the Los Angeles Rams, the Baltimore Colts, the Hartford Whalers, and possibly the entire American Basketball Association. Anyway, the ABA's red, white, and blue ball. Stealing home. Gee, it seems like nobody's even tried to steal home since Jackie Robinson. Country boy players who hunted and fished in the off-season. I wish they still called basketball players cagers. Earl Weaver, Lefty Driesell, Arnold Palmer, and Smarty Jones. The mile instead of the 1,500 meters. End zones that just had slanted vertical stripes. The National Hockey League. Oh, those were the days. And the curse of the Bambino. Miss it already, don't you?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.